Shimon Krause, Pashas, Tzava, Zayde, Tireway, Manchester.
All the people who come to hear the shir, bit surprised that they always put the picture of the speaker, but they never put the picture of the people who come to the shir. Every single day people come to shurim, and the moitz nefesh, the best time of the day, they give the best time of the day. Actually, they should put a picture of all the people who participate. But the right, yeah. So we know there's a halacha. He said, "Chayev Omer Rava, Shteit Azoy, Shteit in Megillah Dasein Amaveitz, Shteit Halacha." Omer Rava, Rava said, "Mechayev Inish, a person is Chayev Lipsume. Sume means to intoxicate himself. Bapuria on Purim, Ad Delo Yoda, till he doesn't know between Oru Haman the Baruch Motchai, between Oru Haman and the Baruch Motchai." So we have to understand this chiv of getting shikha. The first thing one has to know is how, what is the drink that one must drink? Imagine a person intoxicates himself at Yom Purim, and he drank whiskey and beer, imamish adol yoda, and then afterwards when he gets better, if someone says to him, you weren't yoitzer. So now, does he have to go all over again? Why? Because he didn't drink wine. Rashi says, b'yayin, chayv l'psumei b'yayin. So the question is, has it been yotzer if he's only had other liqueur? Or does he have to be machmir and go all over again and drink all over again on Yom HaPurim? So Rashi in fact says, when he says the chayv l'psumei, Rashi uses the lashon yayin. So if we look at the reasons why a person chayv l'psumei, perhaps we'll see if there is a heter to use other drinks. It's very interesting, I met a boch on Purim, and he was shikha, half shikha, and he told me, so you said to stick a chilek between whiskey and wine. He said wine makes people jump. I suppose yain samach levav enish. And whiskey makes people fall flat on the ground and fall asleep. Mamish, I don't know if that's true, but that's what he explained to me, the yisoidus in drinking. I'm not sure myself, I haven't tried it so much. Arak mstomas nafel alamitra. Yain is a machlavai valnosh kofsim. Yeah. She says in the Sefer Seder Ayoim, at Be'emet says Haman wanted to kill Klal Yisrael, and he wanted them all, so to speak, flat out. That means all buried in the basic waris. So lezeicha that, what we do is we do epes keneged that, we drink in order, so to speak, that we should be flat out on the ground. Muskav la'atzah is the Loshon Seder Yom. We should be muskav la'atzah. Zeicher to what Haman did. Or keneged what Haman did. According to that svara of Sefer Seder Yom, it's nishka nafkamin, it doesn't have to be wine. It can be anything. It can be any liquor drink, anything alcohol drink, as long as your person falls flat out. The Maral, he explains like this. What's the idea of intoxicating yourself? Kyutua, the Bir Aloch, also brings it as the idea by the difference between Chanukah and Purim. He said Purim was that Haman wanted to kill all the people. Haman wanted to kill people. He wasn't out to kill the Neshama, he was out to kill the people. And now, to celebrate this, we extend ourselves in a Hanoah Saguf, to get as much Hanoah Saguf as we want, and to lose our Seichel, so to speak. The whole idea is to bring out the Hanoah Saguf, and could also be Shatimim, a battle the Seichel to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So there's a tremendous impetus, a tremendous stress on Hanoah Saguf. A person should extend himself, should go to the extreme on Hanoah Saguf and drink. That brings out the Hanoah Saguf as opposed to the Seichel. And therefore we should drink. According to that Svara, also it doesn't seem to make a difference whether it's wine or any other liqueur. However, Oh, so Reuben's saying a very good point. We'll come to that. Yes, 100%. The Chasam Sofer, yeah, the Chasam Sofer says the idea of drinking is a form of kapara. Since there were none of Sundas HaKashverish, Sundas HaKashverish was Yayin, and also there were Nichshal in Stam Yainong. Also, there was a very Stam Yainom. Besides being Nana, but it also incorporated being drinking Stam Yainom. Therefore, as a kapara, so to speak, we drink wine in a form of Simchas Purim. So the form of Simchas Purim is a kapara. So according to that, Svara and Chonami, it's Dafka wine. Dafka wine. Also, the Gos Yad Ephraim, very interesting, he brings that in a dream. He told him in a dream that Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh, the whole idea is the person should continuously give a dollar Hashem Yisbarach for the Nisim that happened. And there it seemed to be in his dream, the dream that appeared to him, it seems to be Dafka wine, because he quoted the Pasuk, Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh. So according to your Gos Yad Ephraim, it seems to be Dafka wine. Now we come to the Bir Alocha. Bir Alocha asks the Shaila Zoy, in Tofrei Sadik Dal. The Bir Alocha asks, why is it Bechlal, the whole Indian of getting shikir? We know that is complete opposite of what the Torah and the Chazal always tell us. The Torah and the Chazal always tell us you shouldn't get shikir, you shouldn't come to Ahilas, you shouldn't come to Litzonas, and Avad Gavitz, the person should always be a Baal Seichot, should be holding their Seichot, to come to Yerushalayim, the person's got to be cognizant, aware of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shikir is losing everything, he's losing his mind. So how can the here, Punktim Purim, they told you to be... come to Shikras, to Azar Shikras. So the Chofetz Chaim explains, like Reuben said, that there were two, there were Nisim made by the Sudas. Number one, by Sudas Vashti. Sudas Vashti was the beginning of the Nes, and that was Alayayin. And also, Sudas Achashverosh later with Haman, Haman Achashverosh got together, where Esther accused Haman, that was also stated in the Megillah, Al-Hayayin. So we see Sveimol that it says Alayayin. So therefore, there's an inyan, especially in Yom Purim, to get shikah as to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those particular nisim. Now, according to the beer, we'll come to that later. How shikah is shikah? How shikah is shikah? We'll come to that later. So Rabbi Ram is asking, how shikah is shikah? Are you mechuyev to get mamash shikah? So, or can we be mekel? Is that what you're asking? Is there a heter? Is there a heter to be mekel, not to be shikah? We'll try to find the Hatter. We'll try as much. You're saying Lusumi means to be happy? Yeah, but not to yet. That's a good point. Yeah. So we'll see. So according to the Bir Alocha, although the Bir Alocha might not say explicitly wine, but it seems from the Svara, the reason the Bir Alocha also seems to be the Indian is wine, because Dafka the Mishter, the Neis, was with the Suda of wine. Because it's Chaim Furish in the Megillah wine. So we see, having an overall look, I'll just go over again, we see that according to some shitters, it doesn't matter what it is. Alcoholic drink. If you say just to fall flat out on the ground, so it can be any alcoholic drink. If it's the idea of a Nasa Gulf, it can be any alcoholic drink. But we say that it's the idea to commemorate to a kapora for Sudas Achishveres, the Choyres Dafka Yayim. We say like the Bir Alocha, the idea is because the Nes was Alide Yayim, also the idea is Alide Yayim. So the Shaila is it Ma'akev if a person gets shikha on wine, on whiskey or beer, or does Itaka have to get shikha all over again? Imagine that, a person's got to get shikha all over again. So the Shaila is as well. So Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, he brings a raya, the state, I think Gemara and Psochim, that a person who noida menayayin, it doesn't include Arba Koisish Pesach, and it doesn't include Abdullah in Sultan, although you could say Chamdin, it doesn't include Abdullah, it doesn't include Kiddush. So Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, we didn't say it doesn't include Purim. Vaisa Koisish Rabbi Chaim is Madaik, that you could be Yotze with other drinks. You could be Yotze. The Chayre, perhaps the most understandable, to understand all this, is Reb Nissim Karelitz said it like this. Reb Nissim Karelitz explained as follows. He said, we know that in Chanukah, we light candles, we light menorah. The Shaila is, what do you use? Do you use olive oil? Or can you use other things? Can you use candles? So Mishmaru brings down, the Nes was done with olive oil. Zay Shemen. But, Al pi alocha, you can be yotzer with any light. So al pi alocha, you can be yotzer with candles, with any other form of light. There's even a shayla if you can use certain filaments, electric filaments, if it's got a dim age. But you can use other things. However, mitzvah min amuvcha, zoi shteit in halacha, mitzvah min amuvcha to use zeis shemen, because that is zeich for the actual nes that took place. The actual nes was zeis shemen. So in a similar vein, and this with Karelit says like this, he said, but emes, you can be yotze with whatever intoxicating drink you want. But mitzvah min amuvcha with wine. That's how Reb Nissim Karelit comes to a maskana. So, the choyre we can be makel, if someone taka was shikha on whiskey, he didn't have to get shikha all over again. Now, the shaila is, what we have to understand is, how shikha does one have to get? How shikha does one have to get? What's the halacha? Because it stayed in the Gemara, it said, very interesting. First of all, we have to understand, what does it mean? I was saying the Gemara, it says, Omar Rava, Rava says, Mechayev inish, a person is chayev, lipsumi, to become shikha, vapuria, and purim adulu yoda, until he doesn't know, between Oroham and Baruch Motchai. So, not to know the difference between Oroham and Baruch Motchai, he must be a gewalt gedarg of shikras. Why? He can't say Oroham and Baruch Motchai, it's so difficult, he has to say Oroham Motchai, Baruch Haman. It's a tremendous darg of shikras. Is that how shikhi has to be? So even within the parameters of Adil Yodav and Oroham and the Baruch Motchai, there are certain explanations. But one explanation is that the gematria of Oroham, the Shasim brings it down, is 502. And the gematria of Baruch Motchai is 502. So if a person can't reckon out the gematria, even when he's healthy, even when he's not sick, it's very hard to work out on the spot. 502, then he is already, he's shown yotze gavein. So according to that swara, he doesn't have to get so shikha. Because it's very hard to work, unless you're a very good mathematician, to work out Oroham 502, Baruch Motchai 502. So it's not such a darg of shikra. So that's what the Shasin says. Mishmuru explains, Oroham and Baruch Motchai explains like this. He explains that the nes was as follows. The nes, there were two parts. There was a sort of, perhaps we could call it like Sumerah, we removed evil, because Baruch removed evil, took away Haman, the decree, the gezerah, removed him. And next stage, or aggressor nes, was that he raised Motchai to Gewaltige Heights in the royalty. Now, that was two daggers in the nes. So Zot the Bir Alocha, a person can't understand the chilek between the two daggers and the nes. It means he thinks it's all one nes and he can't explain it fully. The two daggers in the nes, then a shoin shikha and his yotze gavein. So according to that also, it's not such a gabal gadag shikha. One has to think, one has to understand that quite a bit. Now, very interesting, the Beis Yosef brings down also, because according to these two Pshatim, it's not such a gewalt gedarg of shikras. Now, it states, Tosfos said, Delo yoda bein oro homon le baruch motchai. So we asked before, if you say, Lo yoda bein oro homon le baruch motchai, he must be gewalt geshikra. So we said two trutzim. One is, he has to remember the gematria, so it's not a darg of shikras. And the other thing is that he has to understand the tifkaret, the difference between the nes of Mapolas Haman and the raising of Mordechai. Tosfos brings as follows. Abemis, he's got to understand the following. He's got to understand not just Oro Haman, he's got to understand Arura Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arurim Kol Shoim, Bruchim Kol Yodim. He's got to be able to say, know all that by Balpe, he's got to know it clearly. Now that also doesn't require such a gewalt gedarg of shikras, because how many people know those words fluently, and when he's shikha, how well will he know it? And this shitta is brought in the Beis Yosef. It's brought in the Beis Yosef. I don't think Mishmaru brings it, but this shitta is brought in the Beis Yosef. So we've seen three shittas in the words of what Robert said. We've seen three explanations. So according to these three explanations, we're not talking about a zag gewalt gedarg of shikras. One explanation was, he's got to know the gematria. The other explanation is to understand the machshava behind the difference between the Mapolis Homon and the Brocha Mordechai. And the other thing is, to understand, it's not just the words Orah Homon and Baruch Mordechai, it's the whole continuation. Arura Zeresh Brucha Esther Arunim Kol Shoyim Brucha Kol Yodim. So we're not talking about such a Gaval Gadarga of Shikras. That's the Eshtadach. So before, Rabbi Rome asked how Shikra, first of all, don't have to be as Shikra as that. So Behemoth the Shaila came to Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach as follows. This Bocha said he wants to get Shikra. He quoted the Gemara. Behemoth, he didn't just quote the Gemara, he quoted the Mechaba, and the Mechaba says exactly the same words. Chai v'inish v'psubi v'poryo adul yoda ben oru homen l'baruch motchai. So the Bocha said to his father, I want to get Shikra, as Ishtay. I go to do like the Shulchan Aruch. So his father refused. He said, you're not going to get Shikra this year. No way you're going to get Shikra this year. So the Shaila was brought to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Because if the father tells the son not to do a mitzvah, does he have to listen? On the other hand, so Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, there is a shir. Who said you have to be shikha? First of all, like we said just now, how shikha is shikha, as we explained, when Oru Homo Lebaruch Mordechai, one has to know how shikha that is. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said to him, there are other dagas, even though in the Mechaba, on the Taka state, in the Gemara, there is other dargas, and we'll see in a second what the other dargas are and what we can rely on. And thank you, we see many people don't get shikha. So I want to bring a mice in the Gemara. The Gemara says, straight after the memra, the statement of Rava. Rava said, "Mechayev inish a person's chayev lipsumi buri adul yoda ben oru hamon lebaruch motchai." Straight away after that, the Gemara brings a Maisa. The Maisa was, Rabbi and Rav Zeira got together for Sudas Purim, and it says like this, it's very interesting, and they got Shikha, and Rabbi, it seems like this, it could be they both got Shikha together. And the Loshan HaGemara is, come Rabbi, Rabbi got up, Shochtei, he shechted, Mamash Yishechtei Rav Zeira, Yishechtei Rav Zeira, say the Chora, Yishechtei. Lamocha, the next day, boy Rachmin, Rabbi asked Rachmin down to the Boy Nishalim for Rachmin on Rav Zeira, va'achye, and he revived him. Kam kan he asked the whole Shalz of Tshuva, Zeba, Pesachchias Amesim, what's Alocha, the Gabbis Kroivim, and so on and so forth. But Lachoyah Poshim Shah, Imamish revived him, Imamish Chias Amesim. But there's no Pele that could do Chias Amesim, because it's Shaitan Perak Yoshin, and all the Amorim, they all had Kochas of Chias Amesim, all the Tamidim, Abbasilah, the Tanoim. All had koichas of tchias amesim, and they understood sichas to kolim, and they understood everything. There's nisha that pele that he did tchias amesim, b'chal nishkan pele. But he did tchias amesim. The shona the next year, the rabbi invites Rav Zeira again. Let's go again. Have a suda tzadam and nochavol. So Amar Lei, Rabbi said to him, "Neitzim Avin." Oh, he said to him, "Lama machan a suda nochavol." So Amar Lei said to him, "Not every time a neitz. We can't ain't some chal a neitz. Loi bechol shatu v'shatu v'sachish neitz." Rav Zeira answered Rabbi, "Let's see. Not every year can we rely on neitz, and shkoyach one invitation. But nochavol, I'm not relying on a neitz." It's interesting also, the Mashal learns it, not Mamash Kipshutai, we can learn the Gemara Kipshutai, the Mashal learns not Kipshutai, and he's Madaik, he says the word Shochtei also brings right from Gemara. Shochtei is where are you Shochet? You Shochet at the throat. He says it's a lotion of, Rabbo gave Rav Zeira a lot of drink. He uses the expression Shochtei to mean that Rabbo gave Rav Zeira a lot of drink. And then when it said, Achya, don't mean he revived him, Mamash Chias Amesim, means he revived him, he got him better, he brings rise from the Gemara, Loshen HaGemara, Chai also means to heal. So he healed him. Avavinishvi, however you learn Pshat in the Gemara, whether you learn the Poshet Pshat, according to the Mashal, he said to him, Rabbi Rav Zeira was Moichel invitation, he said next year, Shkoyach, a Moichel invitation.
Why did he come next year?
He didn't, what? Yeah. Vice Choice got very intoxicated. In this story, he got very intoxicated. And it was taka dangerous. It was taka dangerous. Even if you learn like the Mashal, it still was not so geschmack. So now, the Shaila is, it's a shitter brought in the Beis Yosef. The Oichas Chaim is called the Sefer Oichas Chaim. And a shitter brought, and it says, The Gemara started off with Omar Rava Mechayvin Lipsumi. A person's Chayv Lipsumi. Then the Gemara followed with a Gansa Maisa. After this Maisa, the Gemara was Choyza. A Gavaldik Achidish. It's a Sefer Urkos Chayim brought in the Beis Yosef that this old member of Omar Rava, the Gemara was Choyza. That means Enoch Anam, everyone knows Chayv on his Lipsumi, but the Gemara was Choyza because of this Maisa. This Maisa is brought straight after Rava. First you have Rava, the statement of Rava, and then this Maisa is brought. So the Gemara is telling us that it's Choyza from the member of Rava. Actually, because it's too dangerous, and the Gemara was Choyza. The Beis Yosef brings this shit of the Eichas Chaim, and he brings it down. It doesn't seem to be brought in Mishwara Ber Alacha. However, there could be shitters based on this. That means, there is a shitter that said that nowadays we're so schwach, actually we should rely on this shitter. So therefore, we can understand, based on this idea that Efsha Gemara was Choyza, there is a shitter brought in the Ber Alacha, the second Ber Alacha. The shitter says, as it should be, Lefochis, he brings B'Shem the Chai Adam, Lefochis, Lishtois, to drink, Yoysa Megelay. More than what you normally drink. Whatever you normally drink, drink more, and without your Yoysa. Where's the basis of that? So it could be, the Enoch Hanami, you got Omarov, he says Adul Yoda, but based on the Eichas Chaim, I've seen this in Svarim, based on the Beis Yosef, which brings the Eichas Chaim, actually since the Gemara was Choyza, B'di'evet, we can rely on it, and at least, Shoysa Yoysa Megele. So there is a shitter brought in the Bir Alok of Hashem Lechai Adam, you drink more than you normally drink. So that's, let's call it the lowest darga. There's also there's another Bir Alok. The other Bir Alok says that it's Le Mitzvah V'loy La'akiv. It's L'chatchila, a person should drink, but it's not Ma'akiv. So within those parameters, it sounds like from the Bir Alok that one doesn't mamish have to get shikha. You can rely, I think they explained that he's relying on this shitter brought in the Beis Yosef. But the Chol HaPoch is that, Avadi Gaviz, Sarich Lishtot Yoter Megalo.
You have to be sick?
No, you have to be sick.
You don't have to be sick.
No, Enchiv.
You have to be natural happy.
Yeah, you should be happy.
Natural, not with the wine.
Yeah.
You have to drink a limit, that's it.
There is one shitter brought in the Bir Alacha, as it's the mitzvah loy la'akev in the Bir Alacha. Then the second Bir Alacha, the Bir Alacha says azoy, says lishtot yoter megalo. You drink more than the hergal. You drink more than when you're normally accustomed. You should drink more than what you're accustomed. Then we have a second shitter higher than that, and the second shitter taka brought in the Ramah. It's brought in Rambam as well. You don't have to get so shikha like the darga of Adul Yoda. You drink more than normal, but he continues. It does continue. It says, V'yishan, and he should sleep. That means you sleep mikoyach the wine that you drank. You do sleep mikoyach the wine you drank. So you've got to continue. You drink, and you drink enough that makes you drowsy. In other words, you don't become drowsy stamzoi. You come drowsy mikoyach the wine. And then, what's the beginning of becoming going to sleep? And he says, you're sleeping, mikoyach hawaim, it takes you ocean, ain't you there? Then you tackle when you're asleep. You don't know the difference between Ora Hom and Baruch Mordechai. So we see a second darga. One darga is, if you want to call it the most makel dikka darga, you drink yoysim ergeli. The second darga is, You drink enough to become drowsy, you fall asleep, mikoyach the wine, and then once you sleep, you've been yoytze adeloyoda. But the third dagger, which is, we could call it, perhaps you want to call it the most chomedikamai dagger, is the mechaber. The mechaber simply says, chai inelim sumibur adeloyoda ben oral homel baruch motchai. And that's it, that's the mechaber. So, bishwil asvadim, there's no heterim. Now, however, the only heter is to understand what means bein adelo yoda. So we said a few explanations. Adelo yoda is not mamish adelo yoda menorah homel morch motchai. One pshat was you don't know the gematria. The other pshat was you don't understand. You're not mavchin the gadlus of the nace of roimus motchai as opposed to nefilas homam. Another pshat is you can't say the whole sentence of Arura Zeres Bruchah Etzer Arurim Kol Shoyim Bruchah Kol Yodim. You can't say that fluently. So it might not be as common as shtipin or haman baruch matzai. You can use that as well. It's very interesting. I saw pshat, but it's not brought in. I don't see it brought in Mishmarim. A very interesting pshat. So la locha la maisa, I can't tell you, but it's not brought to Mishmaru, it's not brought to Biran Locha. A person could do what's called a shtick. It's brought down in a sefer, and you could do a shtickel. He could make out, incorporating the words of Omar Rabba. Rabba said, Chayav Adam Inishlip Sumi, is he can make out. He can make out. He can make out that he's shikha, and he can make out he doesn't know the difference between Oraham Baruch Matzai, but Be'etzim is not really shikha. So Gevaldik Chiddush, like I say, it's not brought down Alocha L'maisa, Mishmaru don't bring it. But this is Ashita. And it's very similar to what's stated in the Mashah in Bava Metzia. In Bava Metzia states a very interesting Tzadach. Bava Metzia, Bava Metzia says there as follows. It says, unfortunately, it says, people are not always so honest. They don't always say the truth. They don't say on yes, no, no, yes. They're not so honest. But Talmud Chochem is always honest. He's always honest. You can rely on the words of a Talmud Chochem, the Gemara State Dottom. Except in three things, a Talmud Chochem does change his word. I'm pshatid because he's got a heter. What are the three things? One is state ushpiza. Ushpiza means if someone says, what's it like in that guest house? Not a guest house. What's it like by the host? And very interesting, the way he actually explains is that he doesn't want everyone coming to this host. So he says, the host is not gavaldic, it's not such gavaldic meals. Bahamish was very good meals. But he says not such gavaldic meals. Why do you say it's not such gavaldic meals? Because he doesn't want everyone rushing to eat there. So he's allowed to change the truth. The other case is Masechta. They ask you, have you learned Ganshas? They say, have you learned this Masechta? So he said, I haven't learned Masechta. Out of anivus, out of modesty, he can say, I haven't learned it. He's allowed to change the word. And what's the other thing? Puria. Puria is mamish the same words as state dog Puria. So Puria, the bottom shot between Rashi and Tosfos and Mashmah, he left her bed not in a respectable way, and they say, did you sleep there? Now, since it's a Talmud Chochem, it's a bit of a Chilal Hashem, he left the bed not in a respectable way. She said, no, I didn't sleep there. A person can change his word, but Puria means Azoy. Talmud Chochem is allowed to say, and what means a Talmud Chochem means anyone's allowed to say, but it says, here, the Talmud Chochem also, they've got a heter in these three cases to change. So what shot Puria? Purim means he's allowed to change the Purim. He doesn't actually have to make himself shikha. He can make out he's shikha. He can say, I don't really know the difference between Oraham and Baruch Mordechai. But Be'etzim, he's not really shikha. And that pshat, he's allowed to change his word Bapuria. And Purim means the word Purim. And that's how the Mashal learns. So as soon as that pshat, that person is allowed to make himself ke'ili, makes to the belt that he doesn't know the difference between Oraham and Baruch Mordechai, but he's not really shikha. Like I say, that's not brought la'loch al-maisa. But it's a shitter based on the mashah, Zah shitter.
It's a chavis gavra. Who's he trying to kid? It's a chavis himself. He has to be on the yoda. So he's telling people, you know what, I don't know.
Are you talking about Purim?
Yeah.
It could be just to be marbe simcha. It's marbe simcha, the atmosphere. He's making out, the atmosphere, you're right, it's taka not brought, it's taka not brought la'loch al-maisa. Taka, but... what's happening? To be marbe reis, to be marbe simcha Purim, and machzik also. Just to make out, it's a spiel. The Gans of Purim is a bit of a spiel. So that idea of a spieling abyssal, yeah. You wear a mask, it's all, in a certain way, there's a bit of a spiel there. And, yeah, just show. Yeah. Also, yeah. So we've seen, just to Ibn Khazin, we've seen, so there's three shittas between Oraham and Baruch Mordechai, and also we've seen three shittas in how shikha a person has to be. One is Shushiyasim Agolo, which the Bir Halacha brings. The other shittah is the Ramal that says you sleep mikoyach the shikras, and the other Halacha is Mamash Shutikum Ashmoy Chab Inish Lipsumi Azosh Shtet in the Machaba. I just want to bring down a very interesting thing. As we read Doch, as we're talking about Pashas Zocha this week, as it states in the Torah, states at the end of Bishalach, no, at the end of Kiseitse, states Veloi as Avato Oyev Yogea, Veloi Yore Elikim. State Veloi Yore Elikim, and he wasn't fearing Hashem. So the question is, who are we talking about? So Rashi says we're talking about Amalek. All one or two Mephoshim say it's talking about Klal Yisrael. I think most Mephoshim explain it's talking about Amalek. Amalek is V'lo Yor Elikim. So very interesting, Halacha L'maisa, persons should be mechaven, sometimes it's interesting to know, persons should be mechaven on the tight of what you see in Pashas Ochir. Lechat Chile, you should realize, V'lo Yor Elikim is going on Amalek and not on Klal Yisrael. But if he's mechaven, but the evidence is nishkafalech, as long as he knows the tight, the translation. I saw an Niflikib Shaf from the Briskarov. The Briskarov explained, what Shaf with Yor Elikim? I mean, you're talking about the worst ummah in the world, and he state, well, Lo Yor Elikim, he doesn't fear Hashem. I mean, we're not talking about you make a shidduch with someone, is he Yorei Shemaim? No, we're talking about Amalek, the aggressor of Shemaim in the belt. You say, well, Lo Yor Elikim, what's an akudah of a Lo Yor Elikim, he doesn't fear Hashem? As you say, he's a Ritzeach, he's a Ganev, he's a Mushkan. Lo Yor Elikim, he hasn't reached the dark of Yor Elikim. What's Pshat? What's the Torah trying to tell us by that? So it seems, Briskarov explains like this. He says, it's Yidua, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between a Ganev and a Gazlan? A Ganev pays Kefal and Dalbehe, and a Gazlan doesn't pay Kefal and Dalbehe. Now, a Gazlan is someone who comes in the middle of the day, he comes to armed robbery, he does a smash and grab, he goes into the shop, he goes into the bank, and he's really violent, and he goes ahead and does a robbery. No, but he doesn't pay Kefal and Dalbehe. But Ganev comes stealthily, and he's not, it looks like he's not disturbing the peace so much. He has to pay Kefal and Dalbehe. So what's Pshat? He has to pay Kefal and Dalbehe. So the Gemara explains that the Ganev is, besides that he... No, he doesn't fear Hashem, but he fears people. So Chalila is putting the fear of people above Hashem, Chalila. He said the Gazlan doesn't fear anyone. He doesn't fear Hashem, and he doesn't fear people. So Briskarov explains the Tifkat, and he explains like this. He said, but Emma says, the Ganav, because he fears people, he plans it out. He plans everything out. He doesn't go just impulsive robbery. He plans it all out. So nights before, months before, he's planning the robbery. And cold, calculated method is planning out his robbery. And that is the tine on him. Someone's impulsive, the Gazman's impulsive, Itaka hasn't got Yerushmaim, but it's an impulsive, it's Yetzor, it's impulsive. So therefore, I'm not saying it's a het to Chalila, but we're saying there's a bissel I say, maybe it's Yerushmaim, Pshat is, it was an impulsive, Yetzor chapped him. He couldn't hold himself back. But the Ganav's thinking months beforehand. What do you mean he couldn't hold himself back? He's thinking, he's calculating, he's making drawing boards, and he's calculating, he's making all diagrams. He knows exactly what he's doing when he does the bank robbery. Now, Zahar Mej is cold, calculated, just an aggressor of Rishas. He said, the Gaba Amalek, the Rishas of Amalek, different to all other people was. Amalek's Oyskar Cheshman. When he said, Velo Yor Elikim, it means, as his Oyskar Cheshman, months before, and he knew exactly what he's doing, he coldly calculated it. And that is a tzvi against Amalek more than any other nation in the world. All the other nations, they're all Rishayim, but Shai is, it's coming from impulsiveness. The Sigi did impulsively, it's a Chenis Yaakov. But not, it's calculated months and months beforehand. So we should be Zoycha, and Mashiach is Chikainu, and we should be Zoycha to Chikainu Amalek. Good for you, no? Is he saying kind of this?